This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:13 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Hezril and Kelvin. And we're now following on our earlier conversation on the Selangkat. We spoke about this a while ago, right? So this basically, it's basically a physical card with a unique QR code that's an alternate option for checking into a location.
This new initiative so far is only for people with disabilities, and you can sign up via WhatsApp. The number is 014-302-5655. Again, 014-302-5655. Or you can get someone to sign up for you on your behalf. Mm-hmm. This card can also be used for areas outside of Selangor, but the premises need to have the Selangkah QR poster for it to work.
Right, and to get some direct insights from Selangkah themselves, we're now joining us on the line is Dr. Helmi Zakaria, Project Director of Selangkah. Before we move on to our first question, of course, you can people with disabilities can sign up via WhatsApp. The number is 014-302-5655. Dr. Helmi, thanks so much for joining us. The Selangkah app has been implemented for nearly 4 months now. How has it been over the past few months?
Yes, you are right. Like, the Selangkah application has been there for the last few months, and we begin to roll out our solution back on May 2nd, 2020. So at that point of time, I think we were the first QR-based tracing ecosystem. So we set out to use this methodology because I think at that point of time, Malaysia was still lacking any contact tracing ecosystem. So we were quite proud because after we roll out, in the short span of 4 weeks at the moment, we do have, I would say, like, there's a major interest in it. And the major interest come in two forms, right? Like, the first one is adoption by the community itself. So even in the first few weeks, our adoption rate was as high as 1.3 million. And as of today, I think the unique visitors or the unique users of Selangkah app amounted to 7.3, mostly in the Klang Valley. The other interest that I should also emphasize is the interest by other institutions. So I'm very happy to see that when I first pitched on the idea about using a QR code as the base of contact tracing technology, obviously there was a lot of resistance, among those who are managing the program. They think that communities of people on the ground would not be bothered to put down their name. And that's why Selangkah pioneered and come up with a solution. And then we think, we just would like to see, like, how would the community, what would be the community's uptake. And it has been very positive. And therefore, we set the precedent. And we, following from that, we see that there are other states, they are emulating our solution. And eventually, it was taken up by the federal government as well through their MySejahtera application. Yeah, so we have, I think more or less it has been very successful rollout story.
Right, and tell us more then about the new Selangkah card.
Right, I have got the chance to listen to the experience of Moses Chu, Mr. Moses Chu. And, you know, like, from there, your listeners can hear how his experience, at least his personal experience, of how policy design actually disabled him to some extent. And this is unfortunately being overlooked by some of those providers who are providing the contact tracing service. So again, I think we as the pioneer and the other alternative provider that is still allowed by the government to continue in operation, I think that's what we try to set to change, right? We put on a challenge to us and we try to set a new course of inclusivity. But this is not the first time that inclusivity being the theme of Selangkah. The idea actually stems from our natural progression already. Our first inclusivity move was actually trying to bridge the digital gap by rolling out the SMS check-in function, especially for non-smartphone users. So we don't think that those segment of users should be left out from contact tracing just because they don't own a smartphone. And also for those with no phone at all in hand, we do have another web check-in feature, right, where the premise owners may assist visitors to their business to check-in, right? So the entire idea for us is when you come up with a technological solution, it should not be about this gadgetry. It should not be whether the app is sophisticated, whether it have all these models and whatnot. But I think it should be something that is designed based on human experience. That should be so easy and so intuitive to be used, right? And that is when a group of, I think there's a group of disabled people and likewise their caregivers reach out to us, and they have been voicing their concern about how contact tracing do pose some problem in terms of their limitation of movement. And that is when, after some discussion, then we come up with this design, and we thought that the selangkat solution, I like to call it the low-tech solution. It's actually a low-tech solution that I hope will have a high impact, right? I think you did mention very well how it looks like and how does it function in the real world. Basically, we just reverse the scanning role, so that we hope all the disabled people would be able to carry this card, and then this card would be some sort of their identification and how they would be able to leave their visitor slot in a premise that ideally use Sri Lanka as well. Yeah.
So in our conversation with Moses, he said that people who have disabilities are already carrying an identity card with them, and it's confusing to have to carry more cards. What are your thoughts on this?
I do recall that some people asked, like, why wouldn't we attach, you know, to the same ID card that they are carrying, the OKU, for example. They do already have an OKU card, and they do already have a national identity card, that's most of us, right? But I think what is the attraction of Sri Lanka as the other, from the other ecosystem is the ease of use, the simplicity of data that we collect, because we know in terms of contact tracing, we need not to know more rather, beside your name and phone number. And that is also with the thought of protecting your privacy and protecting your data security. Actually, the separate card that we have can even be turned digital. So you see, like, the card by itself is a physical card that contains a unique ID for the OKUs. And why we put it on a physical card, because it will also be imprinted with a braille writing, with a braille type. So, you know, it will be more tactile to them. But obviously, if they prefer not to have this option, they do can digitize the card by themselves, because the card itself, in its simplicity, the card itself is actually their own unique ID. So if they rather not bring out their physical card, the selangkat physical card, they can simply snap a picture, create a digital version of it, and keep it in their phone. Yeah, we make it as simple as that. Yeah, but I thought it would be nice to have a physical card for them, because it do give a tactile experience, and it also distinguish them, like, you know, how they have these modalities where the shopkeepers can then scan them rather than they themselves have to fumble with the phone, because you see, like, we do have different experiences in terms of utilizing technology, I mean, as opposed to certain segment of the society.
Right. And when we covered this, we had a question from a listener who wanted to know if My Sejahtera and Sri Lanka shared data with one another.
Right. So you see, what we have, when we first came out, right, when we first came out with the Sri Lanka e-tracing ecosystem, I think at that point of time, the other provider have not come up with a similar system. And after a good 1 month, then they designed their internal database and whatnot. But then the health frontliners, especially in Selangor, have been depending on our system for accurate contact tracing since as early as May 20. So likewise, because being the first in the ecosystem, then the saturation level of Sri Lanka is indeed high. Yeah, it makes it an efficient data lake to conduct contact tracing. And at first, you know, when we say like integration or sharing of data, there are different level of integration. So, but what we can be assured of, and what we can let the listeners know, whether you check in with Sri Lanka or whether you check in with My Sejahtera, both of the ecosystem are being manned and are being being manned and being utilized by public health personnel. So it doesn't mean that you will be left out if you check it from one system to another system. So that work process integration has been there. In terms of integration, like we in Sri Lanka, we feel that the major problem is not the confusion of having two systems in a premise. I think the biggest concern or the major problem that need to be addressed are those premises that have neither, right? And I think that is the biggest issue that need to be addressed. So like, for example, the cluster in Kedah, unfortunately, at that point of time, they don't have any e-tracing ecosystem at all. And that is why here in Sri Lanka, we have integrated our system with a lot of QR provider out there. So for example, we have an integration with Maybank, which now enable Maybank 2U users to use their app to scan our QR code. But eventually, what we will try to do is that we are going to convert all the Maybank QRP so that, you know, like some stores, they have a Maybank QRP code. And we would like to, what would happen is like we will repurpose that so that it have a dual function, not only as a pay system mechanism, but likewise it is also for contact tracing mechanism. So we do try to solve the problem of those stores that have neither, rather than worrying about too much about which store using which solution. Yeah.
So the Prime Minister said recently that all traders must register with MySejahtera. How does Sri Lanka's role change with this development?
Oh, yeah. I think what some media outlets do report as such, but if I may rephrase what was the senior minister officially stated on the August 3rd. Yeah, so I think what he mentioned was that the special meeting of the minister decide that business premise must use the MySejahtera application. However, they are also allowed to use other application. For example, in Selangor, there is the application of Selangka. So if you ask me, I think I opine that the best solution would be for premises owner to display both Selangka and MySejahtera side by side, you know, in the interest of the user and also for their preferences. More importantly, like, you know, by having Selangka, you would allow the visitor to your premise that have no smartphone, that have no phone either, or maybe the OKU, to now be traceable digitally and not be left behind. So yes, the short answer is yes. We welcome the government move of mandating that, right? I mean, Sri Lanka is not a commercial brand. It doesn't set aside to have a market dominance. We know that our role have always been pioneering innovation, pioneering technology. In a way, we want to show the way, and we welcome the government move of mandating digital tools for contact tracing ecosystem, because what we can say is that if we pioneer the system and later on government make it mandatory, I think it speaks volume on the methods effectiveness that we firstly employ.
So Sri Lanka's only available for people with disabilities for the moment. Will it eventually be open for other users as well?
Yeah, I think we got a lot of this question though, and see like whether it will be further expanded its functionality. So you see, some of the other Sri Lanka function, right? Like the one that I have mentioned before, those checking in ecosystem. But if you have ever used Sri Lanka in Selangor, you would also see that it has been repurposed to many other features. And one of the other features is, we call it Solidate by Sri Lanka. So Solidate is some sort of survey. So why we do that is we ask people, for example, we try to measure people sentiment. We try to measure people compliance, and we try to measure people adherence to the current SOP. And contrary to popular opinion, it was not actually for snitching purpose. So randomly, if you scan a code, and then you will be prompted with a random questionnaire that asks you, what do you observe in a certain premise? Like, do you observe a number of people not wearing masks? Do you observe people having difficulties in maintaining their social distance? And what do they think about the shilling price of the face mask? And we collect all of these survey answer anonymously in a more I would say, in a more contextual manner. So, for example, recently we found out that we have high adherence of face mask wearing in market or in supermarket or even in shopping complex. But, you know, we do have low adherence when it comes to public spaces. Just public spaces, for example, you know, the place of worship and things like that. So this allow how we shape the state government policy and how we shape our response so that it can be targeted more onto these premises. And that is a long answer to answer your question, why we feel that Selangkat should only be, at least at this stage, should only be catered for the OKUs, because we would like for people to scan more using their phone, because when people scan more using their phone, we get more feedback. We can hear the voice of the citizen. We can understand how household income are being impacted by COVID-19. We know what is the sentiment on the ground, and therefore the state government would have more insight on how to respond appropriately.
Dr. Helmi, thanks so much for speaking with us. That was Dr. Helmi Zakaria, Project Director of Selangkah, touching on the tracing contact solution. Again, people with disabilities can sign up via WhatsApp. The number is 014-302-5655. After this, we're headed to the 7:30 news. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.